and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Welcome, 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 North State. I'm James Nazzata.
And I'm Rhonda Aldi. You usually say, from Enjoy Magazine, enjoy the story.
I know, but I'd like to spice it up a bit. Watch you panic when you sit there. You're listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and it's usually your talk radio, but this is the lovely Enjoy Hour.
North State Now.
North State Now, yeah. And we have Blake's trying to get his rap music ready.
Is that my phone? My goodness.
And it's totally fine because, you know, we just play it by the cuff here anyway.
That would have been copyright issues immediately. Oh, my
right?
goodness.
Yeah. So we are still here right in the middle of April, right? And so we have April Magazine is still flourishing and out and about. I will say that this issue has been a nice hot issue. We have absolutely almost, I don't think we have any copies left in our hands.
We don't have any in the warehouse at all.
Yeah, so they have really actually gone out, and I have noticed there have been empty racks. So thank you to our lovely North State for your continued
readership.
Love. Yeah, love for the publication and readership. And, you know, we get tons and tons of emails and feedback, and it's just awesome. So thank you for that.
And our distribution guys.
Yeah, and our distribution. Yeah, that's, you know what?
They don't get enough credit, do they?
Yeah. Well, after we've had to be thrown kind of in the middle of it, we've realized how important they really are,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
People don't realize, especially downtown.
Yeah.
Because there's no place to park, and they've got to deliver all kinds of magazines. So I know that it's not always fun.
No, I know. It isn't, but anyway, we get them out there, and thank you. And thank you to all the businesses that love to carry the magazine to distribute. Thank you for that as well. So the April issue is still active. But, you know, I am sitting here and won't talk about it much because it's not.
Because we'll be talking about it next month.
Yeah. the May issue is already published, and we have a copy of it in our hands. And I grabbed a few of them just to have here, give one to everybody. So that one's hot off the press, and we're super excited to be raring to go for next month. But I love this month, April's. So April 2022, issue 167.
187.
You know me.
Yeah.
187. 167. Yeah, it's like government work, right? We're close. Shoots and Swagger, Roundup, a good time. We are in the throes of rodeo season. Both in Red Bluff and Redding coming. Also, we are getting ready for cool April nights.
Yep.
And cool is the word, right? Because
it is cool indeed.
I can't even tell you the last time I remember a spring kind of just lasting and hanging in like this. I mean, we did have a couple of days or 4 or 5 days in a row where it got up almost, I think, went to 90 or so thereabouts.
Yeah, it did.
But it dropped back down, and this has been glorious.
Yep, but usually cool April nights, it rains, right?
Exactly. It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say.
But cool April nights doesn't really start until, the kickoff is this weekend.
Kickoff is tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. April 22nd is this first ever kickoff into cool April nights for a full-on one-week program. Everybody thinks that tomorrow's the cruise, but that's just a week away. But this will be something. Well,
I'm looking at the schedules. The most important day for me is Wednesday, and the only reason why I say that is because I was talked into doing a drive-in movie for them. So
how are you going to do that?
Well, they worked with me in finding replacement parts.
Oh my gosh!
And renting them. So we will be bringing the core of the setup, and they will be bringing a new projector that we're renting and subwoofers and things like that.
Very good.
So what movie are you showing?
We are showing American Graffiti.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But I know it gets played every single year.
Yeah.
Part of it was filmed in my hometown, San Rafael, California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Were you one of the girls in the back seat?
No, I was not.
I'll have to show you. There's a picture of Rhonda back in the day that's my all-time favorite picture, and she is so 80s. It's so awesome. Not that American Graffiti was 80s, but it reminds me a little bit of
a little
that.
Retro.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. So just remember to book your calendar or mark something for you to remind that you can come down. It'll be at the Civic Center lawn. We're hoping to start the movie around 7, give or take, you know, what the light is like that day. And hopefully there is no rain. But you'll be able to drive your car up onto the Civic Center lawn, which we've done in the past during COVID when we were still functioning with movies in the park. We did several of those with the drive-in. So we will not be broadcasting via FM into car radios just because many of the cars that come either don't have working radios no radios at all. But we will have speakers so you can, you know, probably if you have your windows down, still hear everything just fine. But I would suggest maybe you bring a blanket or lawn chairs or something to sit next to your car or in front of it or come to the front row or whatever. So, yeah, so if you want to watch American Graffiti this fall, next Wednesday, which is what, the 27th? Yeah, I think so. Where's my calendar? Good night. Wednesday the 27th, yes. And get your spot on the lawn. We'll be starting to set up probably around 4:30, and then again, we're trying to kick things off at 7. So this has just been a great, great spring so far, and I'm super, super excited that we are getting back into the swing of things.
Oh my goodness!
And one of the big factors I know things are getting back to normal is that it was actually for almost 2 years. Very rarely did people come in asking for donations from the store, you know, for events, right? And I kind of forgot and lost that that's what we used to do a lot. And now it is literally like I probably get 5 requests a day.
Wow.
For event donations. It's out of control.
Your event donations are the most aesthetically pleasing donations too, James.
I appreciate that. It's like, literally, Marjan comes in. We have actually a folder now where they're just going in because we can't even manage it. So that will tell you that there are a lot of people out doing stuff, doing
fundraising. Lots of events going on. Lots of fundraisers.
So that's super awesome.
Trying to raise money for the last 2 years.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
Right? Well, and I do it, so I know what it's like because that's how Movies in the Park works is I go out and fundraise too. So, and to be honest, after this whole craziness for the last 2 years, how you get money has changed. I've been out looking for funding, and a lot of our big funders that are in town that have worked with us for years, they're funding. They still fund things, but it's all changed the way
they
the system works.
They changed the business model.
Yeah, how you can access the money, what you have to do. It's only certain times of the year. They have their budgets have all been, cut in half. So what they're giving is, a lot. So it's tough, and I've always noticed that Reading has always been a really very generous community.
It really is.
And people come together and good times and bad times and try to help everybody out. So, I'm hopeful that, people can continue to do that. But even then, have grace for people when you ask for something and if they have to say no, because, a lot of people are still trying to rebuild their businesses and, just keep their head above water. So anyway, and that's partly why I'm so excited to see lots of change in downtown Reading, because that change is such a beautiful draw for businesses like ourselves that, have managed or weathered the storm, but it's taken its toll. Mm-hmm. And, hopefully we're seeing a comeback, and all the new amenities and fun stuff that's opening. Like, we have the Shack Social just down, one building down from us that opened, and then there's I don't remember what the name is, but the new Asian restaurant over off
Taroko.
Is that what Taroko. It is? Have you eaten there yet?
Mm-mm. Asian Grill.
Yeah.
Mm. It's pretty in there.
Yeah, I would love driving by. It's super excited. If you kind of squint your eyes, it looks like, oh, you're in San Francisco. that's not where I want to live, but the aesthetic, the beauty of it, it's really nice to have that kind of upscale feel in the glass and, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so when we get back, we're going to take our first break already. We're going to let Mr. Blake Fisher do the Blake Down, which is a feature in our magazine that we've had for quite some time, especially while the downtown is being reshaped and restructured, and also while a lot of events weren't happening and our calendar kind of took a hiatus. But it's back, and we are working diligently on our website to make sure that people can post all of their events. And we have seen a huge influx coming back again, which is really, really nice. And hopefully we can get back to printing something in the magazine in the not-too-distant future so people can have that as a resource again. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back with our first guest.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hot God.
And cool April night.
Is back. April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Don't stop your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock,
come
rock.
On,
we're
swing
going
it.
To rock.
Spin. That is awesome. I haven't heard that song in a really long time. Thank you.
From American Graffiti.
Yes, I know. Wow. That's music back then. It was
makes
so
you
fun.
Happy.
I know, right?
It?
Like immediately everybody in this whole room is like, pum, 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 pum. Anyway, when I said we were taking our break, we'd be back with our first guest. So that was kind of my slip. It's not really a guest. You're kind of like family. So, you know, I'm sorry.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. So, yeah, be my guest.
I'm happy to. Thank you guys for always having me on. I started out as a guest. My predecessor, Joe Shipman, was your guys' go-to, and then I started coming on to here.
Mm-hmm. Did we even say that it was Blake Fisher that was here? I don't know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Blake Fisher
with Viva Downtown. There's Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Riverfront. James Mazzotta with Enjoy Riverfront.
Didn't say anything. We were too busy into the music.
Yvonne's here. She's going to be our guest later in the night. Miss Yvonne Mazzotta. That's exciting.
Right. Changes.
But I'm here with Viva Downtown talking about all the downtown stuff that's happening. And wow, is there a lot happening.
I know.
We were, you know what?
I'm tired. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I missed the pandemic.
Did you just say that out loud?
Gosh. Shut down. Just like, oh, man, I got to watch some more Netflix.
A two-year nap.
Shoot. It's like, yeah, it seems like, you know, with the pandemic of 2 years of nothing really happening, nobody missed a beat jumping back on. What I love about this is that all of the infrastructure for these events were set up. So like Cool April Nights, they took a break. They're able to come back stronger than ever with everybody happy to participate. Rodeo, Red Bluff Roundup, they're back. The event that Viva Downtown just did, Hops and Shops, that was one of those events that's usually done earlier in the year in February, and we missed the February deadline, but we just did it April 1st.
It was glorious.
April 1st was First Fridays, and then April 2nd was
so
Hops
we had
and
a back-to-back event. Yeah, we had
back,
first,
double
first
header of event.
Yeah, on Friday, and then the very next day, it was Hops and Shops.
Oh, my gosh. So if you haven't been to Hops and Shops, this is one of our annual events where we bring people downtown to go support local businesses. Now, we pair our downtown businesses with breweries that I kept on calling it North State Breweries, but we had breweries featured from San Luis Obispo, some places down in San Diego. There were 23 breweries that came up to downtown and 23 downtown businesses that participated for a walking, shopping, craft beer tasting event. And Hops and Shops was a huge success.
It was major.
That was my first Hops and Shops working with Viva Downtown.
That was I don't know how many we've done. I've done them all.
We've had about 7 Hops and Shops.
Yeah.
This was Enjoy's first year participating in their new location where Board Mart used to participate. And basically what I can explain about this event, there was about 580 tickets that were sold, 100 plus comp tickets. It was on a Saturday, the most beautiful weather.
It was, yeah.
And every bit of downtown was busy. So from like the north end on Chain Kang Bike Depot to the south end of Zoe's Travel Shop, every inch of downtown was people walking around with their bright yellow tote bags that said Hops and Shops and their miniature glasses that say Hops and Shops.
And their little wristbands.
Yeah, to go taste everything. I was really excited. Enjoy, how was it for you guys? Because you're one of the participating businesses.
You know, Hops and Shops has always been fantastic. I mean, it really has. It is probably one of, if not my favorite event to do throughout the year, just because people are really having fun and they're joyous. And we have, you know, just like many of the other downtown businesses, have music going and things to do and things to taste. And, you know, for us, we were paired with Aetna Brewing, which was really apropos because we already have a relationship with them. We carry all their swag, so that was already there in the store, and it allowed people to try one of their beers, and then we also had a hard seltzer, and then
and their root beer too.
Yeah, they had just launched their new 110 or 118 year old recipe original root beer that they did, so we had that being served as well. And then we, as a company, participated in by providing, we did a marinated tri-tip, and then we were sampling Aetna Brewing's new 4 different delicious barbecue sauces that are all beer-based. So that was the whole premise, is that that was another extension to what Aetna Brewing is doing, and so we got to collaborate in that regard. So we had one of our vendors who builds these beautiful 55-gallon drum barbecue roasting barrels. We had one of those on site, and we had mesquite charcoal that we put in there, and you hooked the big old 4 or 5 pound tri-tips and hung them in the barrel and let them cook. And we were just cutting. Yvonne was in the back cutting for like 4 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we also had tons of Sierra Nevada cheeses, and so we had quite a spread. So we went through about Oh, yeah. No, I know. Well, we had live music, too. We have one of our guests that will be here with us tonight, Pat Kirsch, who's got Kirsch, that does Piano Angels. He's one of our guests tonight, but he actually got us a piano through Piano Angels for our location, and then he came and played for 4 hours straight, which was, you know, he's an amazing pianist.
I love that.
But, yeah, so we were serving it up hot off the grill, and people were shopping like crazy. We had incredible sales. Our new location's fantastic because people were like, oh, I want to buy this. Can I put it in the back with my name and pick it up later? And we were like, absolutely. You know, so it was good. And you know, surprisingly, I was a little concerned that because we had been shut down for so long, people were going to like be losing their minds. You know, because there's been a couple of years where there's, you always get a few people that are always a little bit of a hot mess, but not one person was out of control. They were so much fun.
Here's why. I think during the pandemic, our livers got stronger.
Tolerant, more tolerant. That's true. I never thought about that.
But also, this was the first year that we really had shops in downtown.
True. Well, it was the first year where these buildings and all the structures were done. So it really flows like and feels like a downtown.
Infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Infrastructure. Well, the streets got reopened, so that changed a lot. But the difference is like in previous years, we had a couple of shops, but mostly like businesses, which is okay. But this was the first year where the whole downtown was spread out with 23 different locations that you can really shop and go attend. And what was cool about that was like the map was such a large spread that I think people were able to taste their hops and then let it settle before they hit their next location.
Mm-hmm. You had to walk a mile, burn it off.
And this location had something special. Like my favorite place as well was over at Old City Hall, partnered with the Art Hunger in Reading, and they did a whole pop-up show in Pocket Park. If you haven't been to downtown Reading, you got to pop in to 1313 Market Street to check out not only the historic Old City Hall, but that beautiful Pocket Park that's right in between the building and Thunderbird. And this was a park that's it's City of Reading owned, and it's been kind of it's not
ignored.
I wouldn't even say ignored. It just needed some love, and the Art Hunger placed so much love in that, and they swept it out. They added these beautiful lights that are around here, and they made it a total destination. And they had about
I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. Nope. Sometimes I take pictures
because it's always gated
right across the street.
Yeah.
And well, I walked in there, and it was very enchanting. You know,
it's enchanting. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. It was just a true asset to that experience. Lost Coast Brewery was there. Our partners in Eureka, they're part of the cultural district, so we felt like that was fitting. And each artist that participated that day sold stuff. So each business participating sold.
They needed a brew that was called Lost Park.
Lost Park Brewery. And so Hops and Shops is huge, and that's the whole thing. We're back into event season. So we just had our downtown collaborative meeting yesterday with a lot of the local nonprofits. That's a monthly meeting, different city agencies, nonprofit agencies, and basically it was full of people talking about their incredible events to support their businesses and nonprofits and the community. Tomorrow, we are actually doing a major event kickoff to Cool April Nights since they're returning, and we partnered up with a group called Ion Networking Group. They used to hold this event called Spring Fest Car Show over in the Cicada Cantina parking lot. Then they said, you know what we want to do is bring it to downtown Reading, especially with these new streets reopened and all the redevelopment that's happening. And we said, come on downtown, let's figure this out. So we're actually closing the entrance of Market and Tehama all the way down to Umbrella Alley, which leads up to Placer Street. And then we leave Placer open, then close down from Placer Market to Sacramento. So we're closing down a big chunk of Market Street and potentially featuring 250 classic cars tomorrow from the time of 3 to 7 p.m. And streets, if you're riding around downtown tomorrow, look out. Streets are going to be closed at 8 a.m. Vendors are going to be setting up. And then from 12 o'clock, you're going to see all these classic cars starting to roll on into downtown.
Very cool.
And that's a great opportunity. We love to hold these events not only to, you know, feature the cars and the beer, but most importantly, we want you to feel, and the beer. But we want people to come on downtown and check out the incredible redevelopment, support a local business that you haven't popped into, and just have a good time because there's so much work that's being done. Mm-hmm. And after 2 years of not doing anything, it's time to celebrate everything.
What, when I was just, Yvonne works, has come home. from the South and is now working here in downtown Reading, so we're glad to have her back. That's why she's here tonight. But I met her halfway. She asked me to print some stuff, materials, because we have an awesome printer in our office. And so she walked this direction, I walked that direction, and we met in the middle. And then I was noticing that they actually have the window stuff up for, is it Apricot Lane? Is that what it's called?
Apricot Lane, yeah. One of the newest businesses that's going to open
when is that?
May.
Okay.
I don't know when on the exact date, but that's going to be the first business moving into a place called Market Center Apartments.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, if you go to check out Market Center, they have all these fake businesses names called like Whiskey Lakes and Sweet River. But this is the first real one called Apricot Lane. It's a franchisee business, but it's a women's clothing boutique store.
Yeah.
And what's cool about this is that the franchisee, the business owner, gets to choose what clothes are featured, which I think is great.
So as a franchise or a chain, it's not being dictate what's going to be carried, because every place and their style is different. So that's
based
what's really
on
cool.
The demographic.
Yeah.
Demographic of this area, especially the weather. Shoot. If we're, you know, experiencing 90 degree weather in like November, I mean, we're going to want to have some places still featuring. Yeah. So we'll have new businesses moving in. We have events happening. And James and I, we actually got to go, and Rhonda, peek at the new parking structure.
Yeah, the parking structure is awesome.
That's about to open up. And I think they have a date. So I'm not going to say that date because things are always changing.
Yes.
But know that it's going to be open before the Asphalt Cowboys bring the rodeo parade and pancake breakfast back to downtown.
Awesome.
For next month. So that's about 400 spaces that are going to be allocated.
It's a beautiful structure.
The best view in town.
Yeah, it was from the top. Well, it's time for us to take our next break. So again, sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
help me, Rhonda. Help me, help me. Good evening, North State. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and you're listening to North State Now with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we have obviously a cherished member of our team that's always here, and that's Blake with Viva Downtown. One thing before we go into our next guest is I had put a plug out, and you've accepted it. I don't know that it will ever be done, but I wanted to also do, we have Hops and Chops. I'd like to have one that's an anchor or a bookmark on the other end that deals in wine. So for the wine world, right?
I love that. If you guys have a good name that can rhymes with wines and shops.
Shopping.
And shopping.
What about vining through
vining
the
and
downtown?
Whining. Yeah. I don't know. If you guys come up with names, send it in. We'll give you a free ticket.
Yeah, right. So thank you, my friend. So, Miss Yvonne.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm back in Reading.
You are, yeah.
Back downtown.
So this has been long awaited. So what was it, 5-6 years ago, I guess it would be?
5 years ago.
5 years ago, Yvonne took, obviously, Yvonne is one of the co-owners of Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, the Enjoy world that we live in. And you took a position with Olivera's Honeybees, a huge apiary down in Orland that is known for, obviously, production of incredible honeys like Chico honey, but also spirits that are made from honey. So, you know, honey liqueurs.
Honey shine.
Honey shines. There we go. But also they're one of the premier queen breeders in North America.
Yes.
They have an apiary, obviously, in Orland, one in Wyoming. No. Yeah.
No, Montana.
Sorry, Montana, and one in Hawaii. So you've been there for 5 years in a position of marketing, and you just recently resigned from that position and have come back home to Reading, where you have been hired as the new
executive director or queen bee.
Queen bee for
queen
sure.
Bee.
You stole something.
I had to take a little of it with me.
Right.
Yeah, for the Reading Fashion Alliance.
RFA.
Yes.
So congratulations on that move. So tell us a little bit first real quick. I mean, we've got, you know, 10 minutes through your segment here. Just a little bit of your history and background, how you came here to be in Reading and, you know, now where you are now.
Well, first of all, the Reading Fashion Alliance is a nonprofit, mm-hmm. and it's located right here in the Cultural District. So we're part of that creative economy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a background in fashion, and I haven't really used it in many, many years. In fact, I went right into graphic design in Chico for a couple of newspapers there, mm-hmm. and then ended up at KMS Professional Hair Care in their marketing department and ran that for a number of years. But I always kind of missed fashion, but I went to it. I have a degree from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles, and I actually worked for a swimsuit manufacturer, when I was there. And I didn't really want to live in L.A. or New York. A lot of our holidays were spent in the Eastern Sierras, and I just fell in love with that kind of country lifestyle. So it was really a great move for me to move to Reading, because we have a little bit of both. You know, we can be a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. So so I'm really pleased to have this position, and I'm working. I just started this last week, just part-time, because I'm also getting my master's degree from Colorado State University in tourism management. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like this area is so ripe and has this great renaissance happening for tourism that I can see it, you know, really plugging into fashion as well. And we can have that local fashion community. But, you know, a bustling community like that's going to take a little bit of work. And we have a event coming up just next Saturday.
Speaking of events.
Yeah. Next Saturday, the 30th of April, and it's a gala. So it's very high fashion, cocktail attire. But we're going to have almost like an art exhibit with fashion as you walk into the lobby. There's going to be signature drinks, some great hors d'oeuvres, and then we're going to show a cinema of fashion from local fashion designers. And we did that because in September we were supposed to have our event, but with COVID we had to move it to the spring. So now we're ready. I mean, we were ready then, we're ready now, and got to make a few different adjustments, but we're super excited to get it going.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the Fashion Alliance, as you said, is a nonprofit.
Correct.
And you have two facilities. You have a retail store currently right there on Pine Street.
Right.
Right. And then you have a secondary location that's used for design.
It's for production.
For production.
It's like a maker space.
Yeah.
So people can come in and actually rent, you know, by the hour, by the day, or we have some also offices mm-hmm. that they can actually rent from us.
And this would be somebody that would be interested in, that's interested in fashion or was going to or want to produce.
Correct. And we really are looking for some small batch manufacturers because
yeah.
we have the facility and we have an extension of different sewists.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call them seamstresses anymore. They call them sewists.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned that. Anyway, so we have that ability, and I would love to see Reading thrive in that way.
Well,
and
so
we have small batch breweries.
Yeah.
Why not small batch?
So that's the mission of the Fashion Alliance, right? I mean,
correct.
It does. It has all kinds of events and things that it does, and training and classes, and that people can see and follow by going to the website,
right?
And social media. But I mean, I think ultimately the goal was to develop a small batch manufacturing a business for Reading.
Correct.
And you know, the funny thing is people don't realize too that Reading has a long history in fashion,
yes.
but also in hair care and beauty. And so, you know, going way back into the 70s, Jeramac was here, one of the first professional hair care companies in the world. And then one of the largest hair care companies in the world after that was KMS. That was located here originally in Bella Vista and then out
in... Thank you, Jamie Mazzotta.
Yeah. but also there has been several big fashion facilities here. I don't remember the one that I knew that they were a husband and wife from Italy. Well, there was Lorelei's, yeah. Lorelei's was here, and so was Lorelei's, and what was the other one? Yeah. What was that one? Huh? Oh, Wild Iris.
Yes.
Yeah. So there were a lot, we have a history of, you know, manufacturing, garment manufacturing in fashion in Reading, and most people don't know that at all. So you guys are kind of taking up, you know, what are you digging down deep looking for a bulb to water and hope that it sprouts again.
it's the time. I think about it. After the pandemic, people are looking for that kind of an experience. They want to get back to making and doing and, you know, getting out in their yards and growing things. And I just think the timing is just right
mm-hmm.
now.
It's just right. Reading Fashion Alliance was instrumental at the height of the pandemic manufacturing
masks.
Yeah. Correct.
Don't remind me.
No, James was the distribution center for that.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Collection and distribution. So I would distribute out all the pieces and parts that the Alliance was cutting and getting in kits and then getting them returned and back for sanitation. And
it was masks and something else. I feel like they're like creating.
They had some smocks.
Some smocks,
I think
too.
So too, for first responders.
That was incredible. I think that
thousands
were created
thousands
to help out during
thousands.
During the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that's just one of those few things that we not only think about fashion, local creators, but also the importance of during that time, everybody was trying to get these products.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a local creator that stepped up and made sure that we had those resources.
And it was no small feat. It was an incredible amount of work that went into it. I mean, the prepping from the Fashion Alliance to get all the fabrics cut.
The donations were incredible.
People were donating fabrics, were donating the, you know, and then there was short supply of a lot of like elastic. I mean, mm-hmm. you couldn't get things, so people were creating alternatives and they were just cranking them out.
My mom dug into her box of, you know, goodies
yeah.
and found elastic and yeah.
Yeah, everybody was donating and dropping it off, and then I would get it over to the Fashion Alliance, and then they would transform it and get it back into a kit, and then they would be picked up by people that could sew. They'd sew them out, return them, then they'd get sanitized, and then they would go to hospitals. And but I mean, I can't remember the number, but it was close to probably 10,000 plus masks that were handmade.
Yeah. So our tagline is make what matters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very fitting that we're able to support, you know, even in crisis. I think it's great.
Yeah.
So Yvonne, with stepping into this new position, what do you foresee for the future of Reading Fashion Alliance?
I see a Reading fashion community. I think we can really step things up, and I would love to do this whole small batch and get some products out there, because just like what Enjoy has done, we incubate. We get these people into these smaller shops, and we support them, we, you know, lift them up,
if you will, and we're able to kind of let them spread their wings eventually, and I think that's really what we're all about.
Where can people find out more information about the Reading Fashion Alliance Gala?
At readingfashionalliance.org, and the proceeds go to support our Emerging Designer Fund, so that's part of the mission as well.
Mm-hmm. And the event is being held at
the IOOF Hall.
There we go. Bring it back. 1504 Market Street, and it's such a beautiful, cool area for this event.
The building is incredible.
It's like a 3 or 4 block walk from your store. Mm-hmm. So it's just straight line up and down.
And about 5 blocks from your store.
Yeah.
And I might even have one of my fashions on display. It's at the dry cleaners right now.
We got it out of an old trunk
in
the warehouse. I was like, oh, what's this whole thing you throw away? And she's like, no, that's my... Those are my designs from school. Okay. All right, it's time for us to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our final guest. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hit it. Tickle those ivories. Welcome back to North State to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're listening to North State Now with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey. And we are with Enjoy Magazine, and we are proud to have this hour every third Thursday of the month to kind of go over and recap things that are going on in our community, but also that are featured in our lovely publication of Enjoy. So, yeah, so our next guest has a feature, and I was actually able to participate in this feature story by following, doing a tag along on how the whole operation works. And I'm talking about Reading Piano Angels. And Rhonda, if you want to introduce our guest.
Well, we have Pat Karch, who's a local pianist, and sorry.
That's okay.
Good night, everybody.
And we have his lovely wife, Pam, here tonight, and they're going to talk a little bit about the Piano Angels.
And she's not a pianist, right?
No. I'm a vocalist.
Oh, okay. Just so you have the musicality that comes from the soul, right?
Yeah, and Pam and I get to play music together when we're out doing gigs and stuff. We do a lot of really cute, lovey-dovey duets.
Psalms,
and,
yeah, together. Yeah. I wish that you should have come that day when we had Hops and Shops.
I don't even remember what day that was. Sorry.
No, she was there at Hops and Shops.
She was.
I just didn't see her. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I should have now I need to know that I have to set up a mic.
So but Pat, it's also you also sang when you.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, yeah. He played and sang for
That's
4
amazing.
Hours straight.
Well, I took a 2-minute break when I went out to the truck. So, yeah, no, it was good. And the Piano Angels program is one that was started by for those of you that don't know that are in the community, by Frank Strazzarino, former president of the Chamber of Commerce. Frank started piano lessons as an adult. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he learned from his piano teacher was that some kids were practicing their piano on a piece of cardboard that looked like a piano keyboard on the kitchen table. And that moved him to start this program, basically to rehome pianos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Because pianos are one of those things, right, like. And I got to experience it, and you told me, because you said, you know, I got to follow you when you actually did a pickup and a delivery, and take pictures for the article. And you told me that it was going to be emotional for the people that were giving it. And, you know, and I could agree to that. I thought in my head, oh yeah, I'm sure for some. But it truly was, right? But pianos are one of those things a lot of times too, where I liken them to, they're either purchased and put in a home and they stick and they're there forever, right? And people play them and it's just this love. Or people want or think they want to play piano and they buy them and then they become like your old treadmill where, you know, that's like they don't get into it, right? And so it just sits there and it's a part of the home for a long time. And so then they turn around and they're the perfect candidate for a donation, right?
Yes, then they have to find another piece of furniture to put all those stickers on.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But you were absolutely right in the fact that, you know, when we picked up that piano, it was like a part of their family, you know, that had been with them for, I don't know how many years.
And you know, every piano has a story. I mean, almost every piano has mm-hmm. a story like that. Even the one today that we picked up in Chico and brought to a family, a small grand piano, beautiful grand piano. So if you're listening out there and you want a piano, just know that you can contact Reading Piano Angels through our Reading Piano Angels website. Get on the list and you get a piano for free if it's donated. And if you have a piano to donate, then do the
call
same
the
thing.
Same thing, yeah, right.
And you can also call KCNR Radio. KCNR is like the hub of downtown. They can contact everybody, including myself, and get you in touch with anybody you need to know. But in this case, if you want a piano or you have a piano to donate, you can call here to KCNR Radio.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, you know, Frank Strazzarino started this program, but you've taken
carried
this program
torch.
Off.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Well, yeah, that's true, Blake. In fact, you were a beneficiary of the what we call the Market Street Piano, which was a brainchild of Blake's, if you don't know that. So Blake had this idea to have a piano that anybody could come in and play on Friday nights during their first Fridays, and he made it happen. And KCNR and Piano Angels sponsored the program. The owner of KCNR, Carl Bott, actually helped to weld the frame that Blake pushes the piano on out to the
yeah. And
it's, yeah, see, but I got Pat that put wheels on my piano.
it's all good. It's all good. You know, and it's kind of self-serving on my part to, admittedly, I'd like to see more piano players. And what I want to tell people that this is the part that drives the whole program and is important to all of us. According to studies, 3 to 1% of the population of the planet are the musicians.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they provide music for 100% of all of us.
Yeah.
Okay?
True.
And of that 3 to 1%, a much smaller number are the composers of the music we all love, from Handel to Elton John. And
that's
just
a really
know that
scary statistic.
It is. And so if you donate a piano and put it in the hands of a child, it potentially could reach and impact millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you don't provide them with that opportunity, we could actually miss out on a great composer or a performer. And so that's why what Blake's doing with pianos, you know, rolling it out on the sidewalk. Who knows who's going to come by and play that and maybe prompted to take lessons or, you know, maybe they're taking lessons and go on with that.
Yeah. Well, also, too, you know, what I want to acknowledge is that you two are a team, right? And I legitimately, when I heard Piano Angels and you were like, come along for the story, take pictures, I was like, okay, great. I kind of didn't know what to envision, but it truly is you two. I mean, like, girl, I damn near saw you put a piano on your back and carry it out. I was like,
aging weightlifting program.
But the two of you literally go in, you wrap the pianos, you get them out, you put them in, you know, you've got your van.
Your
with
new
the,
van
the
that van you just
with
got?
The,
I
with,
love that van.
With a winch, and you know, you're winching, and you're like moving pianos, right? And then we drove all the way out to Red Bluff or wherever we went, and you guys unloaded it and brought it into the home, packed it, set it up. I mean, I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. I was like, wow, this is truly from the heart, and you know, that's the kind of stuff that we love to have and talk about here on our show because, you know, there's two of you, right? You're doing this. And
right.
It's not like it's, you know, a whole entire bunch of people. I know.
Well, we have a background support team.
Yeah.
We do. Who is that?
I know.
The board.
Oh, yes. Well, we do have a board. You know, you guys know Elizabeth Waterbury.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But can Elizabeth carry a piano on her back?
And Miss Lori Goyne, who handles the money portion of our outfit, and then Valerie Washburn, formerly with the Chamber, we are on the board, and then Robert Strazzarino, son of our founder, Frank Strazzarino.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about the giveaways.
So I have a little note here that says there are three Olga, how would you say that?
Kapalova
CDs to give away. And she is a Piano Angel supporter and a principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphony in Brazil.
You got it.
Wow.
And she migrated from Moscow to Sao Paulo, where she's been for over 20 years, and her mother migrated from Moscow to Reading. So once a year, Olga, except during COVID.
Kova.
Yeah.
Olga the Kova.
Comes to Reading to visit her mother, and that's how we got attached to Olga. So we have those CDs here at the station. If anyone's listening and is interested, they can call in and anytime and get those.
And the number again, just the 605-4567. So if you call in and say you would want like one of these CDs, feel free, and you can do that anytime until those three CDs are gone. So thank you for that, Pat. We really appreciate it.
And then I also wanted to ask you about the things that are left behind in pianos, and you do.
Oh gosh.
You do a big giveaway. Is that correct?
Oh my gosh. So much stuff. Is
found inside the pianos?
It's
the benches?
Everything. It's from scissors. Yeah, I know. From scissors to money to pictures of people and then lots of music, and we have instruments, and we're going to be this Saturday, folks. It's all free. Bring your shopping bag because you can take all you want over at Reading School of the Arts of this stuff that we've collected over the years from pianos.
And any small children?
And there's also hundreds of CDs and dozens and dozens of vinyl records.
Pieces of music is what we're giving away here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
That is totally frightening to me. I never really even thought about that. But, you know, I've heard this recently, I guess, over where the war is going on, somebody found an old tank and they moved it and didn't realize they could barely move it because it was so heavy, but they come to find out when they were destroying it that the entire tank was filled with gold bars. So it was millions and millions of dollars.
Imagine
right?
if you found that piano.
That's why I'm like, have you found a piano with a gold bar in it?
Well, I did find a 1965 quarter today that was, that's kind of rare.
Yeah.
One in 1929
quarter once, too.
That's so cool. So anyway, we're down to our last probably minute or so here. So again, you can feel free if you want to get one of the Kopalova CDs. Again, you can call in anytime to the studio at 605-4567.
Also, I want to just mention to pick up the copy, the April issue of Enjoy, and you can read a little bit more about the Piano Angels in that issue.
Yeah, we have a whole story, and that was a lot of fun to see and how excited the small person was that got to receive it in the family. And I loved their dogs, by the way. They had a house full of humongous, what were they?
English
Mastiffs, yeah. So this was a good show, and we really appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.